From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group has been killed in a drone strike in Iraq. A National Security Council spokesman said Fathil Ahmad al-Hayali, also known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in an airstrike on August 18th while traveling near the Iraqi city of Mosul. Spokesman Ned Price said the strike also killed an Islamic State media operative known as Abu Abdullah. The NSC statement identified al-Hayali as a member of the extremist group's Shura Council and the senior deputy to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. It said he was a primary coordinator for moving large amounts of weapons, explosives, vehicles, and people between Iraq and Syria. U.S. defense officials say annual drills by American and South Korean military forces have resumed, despite a dispute that prompted Pyongyang to declare it is in a quasi-state of war. The U.S. Assistant Secretary of Defense for Asian and Pacific Affairs, David Scheer, said the military exercises have resumed as planned, with the U.S. continually monitoring heightened tensions on the peninsula.
We are in close touch with our commanders and with our ROK ally. And the United States remains steadfast in its commitment to the defense of its allies and will continue to coordinate closely with the Republic of Korea.
The exercises had been temporarily halted earlier this week. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un placed his military forces on high alert Friday and said that frontline North Korean units would enter a wartime state within hours. North Korea routinely condemns the allies' annual military exercises, but the joint drills usually continue as scheduled.